USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting a deal he struck with Mexico to avert tariffs.
Mexico is doing a great job at the border, really helping us. We want the Democrats to help us as much as Mexico, and we'll have absolutely no problem at the border. We'll clean it up very quickly.
President there speaking to reporters at the White House before heading off to Iowa. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan appearing before our Senate Judiciary Committee today to discuss the situation at our southern border. McAleenan claims the crisis at the border is getting worse.
This escalating set of crossings from 60,000 a month for the first 3 months of this year. When I came to this committee in December, I testified about a peak day of 3,029. We had 5,800 cross the last week of May. We've gone from 100,000 to 109,000, 144,000, divorced from the seasonal averages and processes we've seen in the past.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
American small business remains bullish on the economy. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Maintained by the National Federation of Independent Business, its Small Business Optimism Index for April is up, hitting a seven-month high. Most businesses reporting that sales improved in April after being soft in March. Job creation plans were up, hiring still strong, and the expectations for sales, business conditions, and credit conditions all improved. The Federation says the nation's small and independent businesses are bouncing back from a slow first quarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will hit President Trump head-on during a trip to Iowa on Tuesday. Trump and Biden will both be in the Hawkeye State at the same time today and tonight. In Biden's remarks, he's going to call Trump's presidency a threat to the United States. Meanwhile, the president often refers to Biden as Sleepy Joe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is continuing to hold hearings on the Mueller report. The White House says they're not impressed. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Someone else who's not impressed is ranking member on that committee, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia. He tells Fox News what was accomplished by interviewing John Dean.
Not a thing. It's about like watching late-night reruns on the cable channels where you see all the shows, you know what they're going to say, you laugh at the jokes before they ever get there. The problem was we just ended up yesterday seeing someone who's tried to recreate his career for 45 years by saying, I was part of a corrupt organization, I testified, and now I'm going to say everything is worse than what I did. That's how he's made a living for 45 years.
The congressman continues.
Let me be very honest. What they wanted there was they wanted the word Nixon and impeachment because they were trying to tie that word to the president. They cannot find any other way to tie this president to anything else except through innuendo and off-candid remarks. So they want the impeachment there so that they let their base think that they're actually doing something, when in reality, they're just simply rehashing old times. And then they brought in two U.S. attorneys who have made it a living basically to get on MSNBC and CNN and other networks basically saying that Trump is bad and that if we'd have been there, we would have done this. Well, they wasn't there. They wasn't part of the Mueller investigation. And they're simply two basically law professors giving their opinion.
The congressman was speaking there on Fox News. For more news, please remember you can check out USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.